From NPR News in Washington, I'm Giles Snyder. One of the 10 Americans suspected of taking part in an illegal adoption scheme in earthquake-stricken Haiti says her group was just trying to do the right thing. The church members from Idaho were stopped as they tried to bus more than 30 children into the Dominican Republic, allegedly without proper documents. Laura Silsby says she and the others thought they had everything in order.
Our understanding was that we were told by a number of people, including Dominican authorities, that we would be able to bring the children across. The mistake, obviously, we made is we did not understand that there was additional paperwork required.
Silsby was speaking to the Associated Press in Port-au-Prince, where the group is being held pending a hearing Monday. U.S. hospitals, meanwhile, are no longer getting injured earthquake victims from Haiti after the military temporarily halted evacuation flights. NPR's Debbie Elliott reports.
The U.S. Transportation Command stopped the medical evacuations Wednesday. Captain Kevin Ondahl says it's a capacity issue.
This past week, some states indicated that they're unwilling to approve any more patients for this type of care.
The flights were halted after Florida Governor Charlie Crist warned the federal government his state's health care system was reaching saturation. A White House spokesman says there has been no policy decision to suspend medical evacuations from Haiti, but that the military has to find space for the patients before it can resume the flights. The spokesman says the administration is working with states to reimburse some of the costs to treat earthquake victims. Debbie Elliott, NPR News.
A powerful storm has been making travel treacherous across much of the southeastern states. Richmond, Virginia got a foot of snow, and tow truck dispatcher Larry Dawson says drivers there need to learn a few things about winter weather.
A lot of people driving out here like they're driving in New York on a summer day. They need to slow down.
Hundreds of highway crashes were reported across Virginia and North Carolina. The storm also left a thick coating of ice in some areas, knocking out power to tens of thousands of homes and businesses in Oklahoma and North Carolina. The National Highway Traffic Safety Administration has approved Toyota's repair plan for millions of vehicles with sticky gas pedals. Michigan Radio's Tracy Samilton reports.
The gas pedal crisis is a public relations nightmare for Toyota, a company that became the world's sales leader largely because of its vehicles' perceived reliability and safety. Toyota stopped making and selling 8 different vehicles while it sought a remedy for gas pedals that can become stuck and cause unintended acceleration. At least 4 people have died as a result. The automaker says the problem is caused by condensation buildup in the pedals. According to the Associated Press, Toyota has received clearance from NHTSA for its repair plan, which the automaker will likely announce Monday. The recall affects more than 4 million Toyota vehicles around the world. For NPR News, I'm Tracy Samilton in Ann Arbor.
And from Washington, this is NPR News. A published report says Bush administration lawyers who drafted the legal theories that led to harsh treatment of terrorism suspects will not face sanctions for professional misconduct. Newsweek is reporting that a government ethics report initially concluded that the 2 key authors of the so-called torture memos had violated their professional obligations as lawyers. The magazine says the Justice Department has softened its finding to say that they showed poor judgment. Concerns about overcrowding and safety have resulted in officials at California's Yosemite Park to limit access to one of its leading attractions. Bob Hensley of Capital Public Radio reports.
Each year, thousands of climbers from around the world travel to Yosemite to scale the granite facade of Half Dome, which peaks nearly 9,000 feet above sea level. Last summer, an average of 850 people made the climb on Saturdays and holidays. At times, 1,100 adventurers waited an hour or longer to get access to the cables to start the climb. In recent years, 2 hikers have died and a 3rd was seriously injured. So, citing safety concerns, park officials have announced that only 400 permits will be issued on weekends and holidays to climbers. The permits are free, although there will be a nominal service charge. Officials say in 2012 they'll review the program and determine if it needs to be modified. For NPR News, I'm Bob Hensley in Modesto, California.
At the Australian Open, the men's final will be getting underway later this hour. It pits Roger Federer against Andy Murray. Federer will be playing in his 22nd Grand Slam final and holds a record 15 title wins. Murray, though, is competing in just his 2nd Grand Slam final. I'm Giles Snyder, and this is NPR News from Washington.